Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is holding an event Tuesday to introduce the individuals he plans to nominate for top diplomatic and national security posts in his administration. The group includes Antony Blinken, one of Biden's closest foreign affairs advisors, as the choice for Secretary of State. Biden's event comes a day after the General Services Administration, the federal agency that must sign off on presidential transitions, verified that Biden is the apparent winner of the November 3rd election. The GSA announcement came shortly after officials in the state of Michigan certified Biden as the winner in their state, making President Trump's legal efforts to change the election outcome even more unlikely to succeed. President Trump, who had refused to concede the election, said Monday that he is directing his team to cooperate on the transition, but is vowing to keep up the fight. The move by the GSA clears the way for the start of transition of Trump's administration and allows Biden to coordinate with federal agencies on plans for taking over on January the 20th. And international rights groups are urging Ethiopian forces to prioritize the safety of civilians in the Tigray region, as the government set a deadline for regional forces to surrender looms. The Prime Minister, Abiy Ahmed, has given the Tigray People's National Liberation Front until Wednesday to surrender or face a military assault on the city of Mekelle. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app via remote. This is VOA News. The Australian airline Qantas says it will require international travelers in the future to prove they have been vaccinated against COVID-19 in order to fly, as another pharmaceutical company announces progress in creating a potential vaccine to fight the coronavirus. The comments come as AstraZeneca said Wednesday, make that Monday, that clinical trials of its COVID-19 vaccine in Britain and Brazil have shown it is highly effective in preventing COVID-19 without hospitalizations or severe cases of the disease in any of the trial's volunteers. The United States continues to lead the world in infections with more than 12 million cases, followed by India with more than 9 million in infections and Brazil with 6 million. The virus has claimed nearly 1.4 million lives so far, more than a quarter million of those deaths here in the United States. Well, state officials, authorities in Brazil announced on Monday that they have started the clinical studies for the Chinese-made CoronaVac vaccine. The study has reached the minimum number of volunteers who tested positive for COVID-19, and now they're able to check if the infected were those who received the vaccine or the placebo, which will determine its efficacy. CoronaVac is in partnership between the Sao Paulo State Institute of Biological Research and Butantan and the Chinese company Sinovac, and has been widely tested in Brazil. A day earlier, the federal government signed a letter of intent to purchase 5 COVID-19 vaccines without including CoronaVac. A landslide in Colombia, killing 7 people, injuring more than a dozen others. In addition to those already confirmed dead or injured, local media reports say more than 15 other people may be missing. China successfully has launched an unmanned spacecraft to the moon early Tuesday local time to land, gather soil and rock samples, and return them to Earth. The robotic spacecraft will seek to collect material that can help scientists understand more about the moon's origins and formations. If successful, it will be the first mission by any nation to retrieve samples from the lunar surface since the 1970s, the third nation after the United States and Russia to retrieve such samples. And David Dinkins, who served as New York City's first and only African-American mayor during the 1990s, has died at the age of 93. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app via remote. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.